This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you are heading home from grandma's house this week, you are not alone. AAA says 93 million Americans have driven or will drive this holiday season. But increasingly, people are foregoing trips by car and truck and opting for the bus instead, even in sparsely populated areas across the Midwest and Great Plains. From Iowa Public Radio, Clay Masters reports.
You might have seen that 1987 John Hughes movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Steve Martin plays an uptight businessman trying to get home for the holidays and winds up getting stuck schlepping from New York City to Chicago with the big lug of a shower curtain ring salesman played by John Candy. The movie was a traveler's worst nightmare.
You ever traveled by bus before? Your mood's probably not going to improve much.
But the bus industry's persona is evolving.
It's fun to have an industry that, you know, every 6 months announces a new hub.
That's Joe Sweeterman, a professor at DePaul University in Chicago. He studies transportation and says curbside bus service expanded 27% in 2011 and is experiencing double-digit growth this year. These buses don't have a depot. They just pick customers up on the side of the road. And Sweeterman says it used to be the business model only worked in dense urban corridors where travel times were at most 4 hours.
And now we're seeing that model not only being stretched, but being sort of abandoned in favor of markets that, you know, would seem to have been unfeasible.
Leading the pack of these curbside operators are Bolt Bus, owned by Greyhound, and Megabus.com, owned by Coach USA. Mike Alvick is with Megabus, and he says the bus line started a little more than 3 years ago. Recently, they welcomed their 22 millionth customer.
We think there was a pent-up demand for a better way to travel by bus.
Making it even more appealing is that if customers book early enough, they can sometimes get a round-trip ticket for just a buck. Megabus has hubs in the east, south, most recently the southwest. I hopped one of these double-deck megabuses in Des Moines, about two-thirds of the way on its nearly 500-mile journey from Chicago to Omaha. It was only a half hour late.
Picked up one gentleman here.
One of the 19 passengers is Ben Graham, a community psychologist living in Chicago. This is his eighth time using Megabus to go home and visit his family in Omaha.
I treat it as a work day. You know, I've got 9 hours to kind of get some stuff done. And I always try to get in line so I can get this particular spot because you can have your laptop open, unobscured, with an outlet, and you can actually get a lot of work done.
Christine Volish also scouts out a particular spot on the bus for a different reason.
We make sure that we don't, like, sit in the front of the bus and, like, figure out, like, well, the bus would happen to tip over or something.
Volish and her partner, Stacy Schumann, are visiting family in Omaha as well. Schumann says they were paranoid about taking the bus because they hear about fatal bus accidents from time to time and are worried about safety.
We were even talking about, like, what alternatives we could take, but then we ended up just having to take this anyways because, like, flights were so expensive.
This was the most the couple has ever paid for this trip, $50 a pop. So these curbside bus services are trying to change the popular opinion of bus travel from something that might dampen your mood to something that will get you there, cheap, and eventually maybe model your mood after John Candy.
Beach walking, huh? You know, you're going to be in Chicago in less than 3 hours around there.
On Interstate 80, somewhere between Des Moines and Omaha, I'm Clay Masters from Marketplace.